Troy Coverstone, co-engineer slash navigator on the Tortoise Toll.
And we're standing next to your vehicle. Tell me about the vehicle.
What this vehicle is it's anything but stock of an Insight. We have MEMA on board, which is manual integrated motor assist, which basically gives us control of the electric motor. We also have a booster battery pack that we installed to give us extra assist for the electric motor. And we have a fifth wheel added as proof of concept to take off from light.
And how have you changed it? What have you done? Maybe you can point out some of the things. And
Everything above this wooden board, right here, we've added on.
All right, this is in the trunk compartment.
Yep. Right here we have our DC to DC converter, which basically gives us the power from the 48 volts from our lead acid batteries and lets us throw it into the 144 volt pack. And that gives us our expanded capabilities for our electric motor. This black box right here is our speed controller for our fifth wheel. And that connects, and that runs directly off the 48 volt pack as well. The spare tire we've modified to use as a ballast tank with an air compressor underneath, and this modifies our fifth wheel. Basically, allows it to pick it up and drop it back down. And also, we're controlling our air shocks with it. The entire control system for this is mounted in the navigator side, right over there, where we can monitor our 48 volt pack battery voltage, kill switch for the 48 volt pack, as well as the pressure regulator and pressure gauges. So we can monitor all our systems right from there. This little light back here is set 10 LEDs. And that lets us know when the DC to DC converters are all on.
Well, not only that, but like
so that gives us basically an okay.
The minimum sound distance
so that we're working fine.
50 miles an hour is like 230.
It's been a worthwhile project.
Yes, it has. Definitely. We've gotten 82 miles per gallon over the run, which was lower than expected, but about average, because we were hauling 400 pounds of dead weight halfway, and we figured out that our range for our booster battery pack is about 80 to 90 miles max. So for commuter traffic, it's wonderful.
But and you can plug it in?
We can plug it in. Standard, any outlet in your house. Just take it out, plug it in. With our controller right now, we had a little failure, but we blew up one of our battery packs. So what happened was is it takes 30 hours to charge, but with one DC to DC converter we can bump that down to 8. So about 8 hours recharge time.
How can people get in touch with you?
99mpg.com. It's got the whole history of the MEMA project. It's got our email addresses and everything on it. And Insight Central is also another great way to post your opinions. So.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.